House Committee on Rules and Redistricting and Public Affairs on Friday the 13th of April in year 2001 at Westland City Council Chambers.
Yeah, much better.
House Committee on Rules, Redistricting, and Public Affairs will come to order. And good afternoon, everyone, committee. And those who are here to testify today, it's good to see you. This is the House Rules Committee, and we're a regular standing committee in the legislature. We're involved with a couple of things, including redistricting. And I think as most of you realize, every 10 years, a census is made, and we are in charge of redrawing the legislative lines as a result of the increase in population. I trust most of you have found the handouts that we have for you today in the sign-up sheet. The handout will tell you a little bit about the dynamics in the area, the things that have changed over time as a result of the increased population. Your House districts now are required to have 57,023 people, and your Senate districts 114,047 people. One thing that is constant from district to district around the state, and that is change. We're required to do some things, keep some things in mind as we involve ourselves in the process, and that would be on the basic page of your second sheet. It's ORS 188.010, which is the statute that guides us in the redrawing of lines. Oregon's population has gone up approximately 20% in the last 10 years, and that has caused a number of districts, especially in this area, to be overpopulated according to the target. And so, needless to say, that is why we are here today, to get your comments on the redrawing of these lines. On the back of your handout today, you'll notice that the House Committee and the Senate Committee get together in the course of regular meetings every week to take testimony in the Capitol. We are also happy to take your written comments. We have a paragraph there for written correspondence where you can send that. We also have an interactive web page, too, on the internet, and you can send your comments about redistricting that way as well. We're just in the process of finishing up what has been a very aggressive schedule all over the state, taking public testimony about the various districts and what people should do. So we're really not here to speak as much as we are to listen, and that's where you come in as we build our public record. I'm going to ask you to identify yourself as you come forward today and deliver your testimony. It becomes part of the record. And as we begin to build these districts, we refer to the record and all the testimony that we've taken to accomplish this task. We hope to have the plan on the governor's desk by Memorial Weekend, so we're getting into the final 6 weeks of our effort here, we presume, we hope. So it is good to see you here today. I'm going to operate off of a sign-up sheet that I have, and then if people drift in late, we will accommodate them too. Before we get out of here, if they're delayed and don't come up, we'll go ahead and call them as well. Before we get going, let's introduce the committee today. We'll start with Representative Gardner.
State Representative Dan Gardner, House District 13 in Southeast Brooklyn.
My name is Carl Wilson. I'm a state representative, and I'm Grand Pass and Cape Junction.
Richard Devlin, representative in House District 24, which is all of Lake Oswego, or almost all of Lake Oswego, and about two-thirds of Brooklyn.
Representative Kurt Schrader, House District 23.
Well, once again, we welcome all of you today. We're glad you're here. And let's begin with Richard Meehan, please. And if you come forward and prepare to deliver your testimony, you would just give your name to the record.
My name is Richard Meehan. I'm a resident of Charbonneau in the Wilsonville city limits. And I thought this meeting was at 2. And that's why I'm first on the list, because I didn't know I was going to testify necessarily. But somebody did call me yesterday and asked if I could be here, probably because of the unique situation of Charbonneau. The Willamette River, of course, divides Wilsonville with Charbonneau on the one side and Wilsonville on the other. I was asked to kind of direct comment perhaps on community unifiedness. I was assistant superintendent of the Canby School District in the early 70s. And it was determined then, I don't know why, because I came in late after the determination had been that Charbonneau, which was being built, would go into the Canby School District, even though the Wilsonville, Westland, Wilsonville at the time, wanted them for revenue reasons. So anyway, that river split us, and it still splits us. In Charbonneau, our kids go to the Canby School System. They get all our information, our newspaper, our telephone service, everything else reflects on what's going on in Wilsonville, because we are part of the city. We pay our water bills and everything else to the city. Our newspaper, the information we get, is basically the Wilsonville newspaper, whereas many of the activities that we're interested in Charbonneau, have to do with Canby. Anyway, in redistricting, looking at this thing, it becomes hard for us because my friends across the river have one rep and one senator, and we, even though we're part of the same community, supposedly, we have two different people. And this is very complicated, as you said, but it would be very, very nice, I think, as far as I feel, and many of my neighbors, is that we could be placed somewhere or other with Wilsonville in the political geography. That's really all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have a new arriver here today, and representative, would you introduce yourself for us?
Well, I see most of my friends and neighbors out there, so welcome to the hood. I'm Kathy Lowell, I'm state representative for House District 26. That's Oregon City, Blackstone, Jennings Lodge, Johnson City, pieces of Oak Grove, pieces of Milwaukee, and pieces of Clapham.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us today. Next on our sign-up sheet is Jill Thorne.
Good afternoon. My name is Jill Thorne, and I have been a resident of West Lynn since 1976. It was my pleasure to serve as mayor of West Lynn from 1993 until the end of last year. And I would like to thank you for coming today and seeing firsthand why your job will be difficult. This area where we sit is known as Tanner Basin. Today, we are in a facility that 10 years ago was not even on the books. This was an area that was an open field, an area inside the urban growth boundary, but outside the city limits of West Lynn. As the economy started to grow, the property owners and the developers started knocking on the door of the city of West Lynn and wanted to change our community forever. The city council made a choice to develop a plan for this area before building permits were issued. This plan involved the residents of West Lynn who did not want to pay for infrastructure costs and some of the property owners who did not want to annex to the city of West Lynn. The city of West Lynn wanted to make sure that the property came into the city at its greatest value. The plan accomplished much. The developers have paid for the infrastructure, but the residents have had the advantage of the use of these improvements. Those who chose not to annex are not in the city. You only have one chance to get it right, and the jury is still out on whether we have done it right or not. Lake Oswego, Wilsonville, Tualatin all have experienced growth like this in the Tanner Basin area of West Lynn. Changes are necessary in the alignment of districts and congressional districts. I would ask that you not split cities where possible into multiple districts. I believe it is more efficient if a city only has one House representative to accomplish good things for the community. The public will find it difficult to figure out who is their representative. At all levels of government are faced with shrinking revenues to handle increasing expenses. It makes sense to me that the government should not be divided. I believe that if the older part of West Lynn has one representative and the newer part has another, this would only add to the divisions that at the local level we are trying to close. Again, my request is that you not split the city into multiple districts.
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Next on Chief Dallas, Richmond.
Well, I don't hear my ear, so I'm not sure if I can hear everything. I can assist in it.
Welcome.
Well, I'm not sure if it's welcome yet. I just met you guys. My name is Alice Richmond, and I lived in West Lynn since 1959. I came from New York City. Actually, I came from France. All right. Now, that's all the introduction you guys are going to have for me. I'm not sure if I understand this whole thing right, but when I talked to you two gentlemen a little bit earlier, it seems to me that the concern here is how effectively we, the voters, can be represented. Am I correct?
I think that's correct.
Okay. That said, and because I think populations are increasing, it is definitely necessary, in my opinion, to also increase the people to represent us. In other words, if I'm looking at this territory in here, my gosh, District 27 has West Lynn, Tualatin, Wilsonville, and Sherwood. How in the hell are they going to listen to me and then transfer what I want and what I don't want back in Salem? I think it's bad enough, even if I think if it's a rapid or whatever it is you got called, that we take the territory of West Lynn and Tualatin. I think Wilsonville should be with somebody else over there, and then Sherwood is even large enough territory that one guy could cover it. It isn't, I don't think, anymore also how it is spaced out, but as we increase families, and as family wants to stick together, I'm talking about children, it gets a little bit density on top of each other. And so with that is, now I know why what I wanted, what I voted for, it never gets done. And so with that, I think I am in favor. And another thing is, if it is every 10 years that this census that you guys are reviewing for what it needs to be done, it was okay maybe 20 years ago when population and increase of family wasn't so rapidly progressed than it is now. I think every 5 years it should be reviewed, in my opinion. Because every 5 years, since 1990, I just read, I forget if it was the Sunday Oregonian, one of the newspapers. Yeah, it was Sunday Oregonian, that compared to Indiana State, I'm sure you must have read that article, West Lynn, just Tampa Basin, where I am living, has increased over 6,000 people. Where Indiana over there, which is the East Coast, is supposed to be overpopulated, only got increased 3,000 something. So what I'm saying is that we can't anymore look the West primitively, backwardly, or well, it's such a vast territory that maybe there's only one people every so many acres. It's irrelevant because that one person that maybe has 10 acres, the next door 2 acres probably has 50 or 100 people in there. You see what I'm saying, you guys? So let's get us a little bit better represented. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming. Next up will be Jeannie Mugelacher.
My name is Jeannie Ublocker, and I live in the 2 blocks out of Milwaukee. So I'm in the unincorporated area, but still classified as Milwaukee, and I'm in District 25. My feeling with District 25 is that we need to keep it as it is, because the people that are there are all think the same, they all have the same interests, they are involved in all the same things. And 26, we need to keep Oregon City in that, specifically because everyone in that area is involved in the same type of things. The schools are the same, the areas are the same, and the people are used to being there, and it would split the area considerably if either one of those were changed, as far as I'm concerned.
Could I ask a question?
Yes, question representative.
25 and 26 are the same Senate district. Is that what you're talking about, keeping the Senate district?
Yes, definitely.
And why the Senate district not making it part of a different district? Why?
Why it should be split or should
why
not
be
split?
Not
be it's a group of people who have all who just seem to think alike and are that work the same way. The schools are pretty much the same, and it just doesn't seem like it would be a wise idea to change.
Okay, thank you very much. Next up will be Jane Medley, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't really want to just a little bit.
That's not fine. Thank you.
You know, I was going to ask you guys, my time was 2 o'clock, it was supposed to be on my calendar, and time to go up at the 2:30, the tithing, the newspaper. Mm. Half an hour.
Okay, next up, Andre Bjornskov, please. Hi there.
Hi. Very good with that. Good. Pronunciation representative. Well, most people just call me Andre, and I hope you would too.
You can give us your name for record, and we'll make it official.
My name is Andre Bjornskov, and I reside in Lake Grove. Well, actually, I reside in Lake Oswego. But I say Lake Grove to iterate a point. Currently, Lake Oswego is split into two districts. And I'm here to suggest that Lake Oswego in its entirety be placed in one district, primarily for the reason of common interest. Lake Oswego is connected with its quote-unquote two parts, Lake Grove and Lake Oswego, by Boone's Ferry Road, which is a major thoroughfare, to Boone's Ferry Road, which is a major thoroughfare. There are no other geographic separations for the two parts of the city. The way it is now, most of the city of Lake Oswego is in Clackamas County. I live in an area that's represented primarily by a representative in Washington County. I would like to move that so that I'm represented by a representative in one county. I don't think the county line should be used as a criteria for redistricting, but the city of Lake Oswego should be, as I say, in one district because of the area of common interest. And I would submit that we have our own school district, we have our own water district and sewer district that serves the entire city. We have excellent transportation hub in the city of Lake Oswego that connects us with the rest of the metropolitan area. And I think primarily for those reasons, we should bring our city together. Rather than being recognized as the city of Lake Oswego and Lake Grove, we should be recognized as the city of Lake Oswego in all ways, including redistricting.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, all of Lake Oswego is actually in one district except for the Mountain Park portion of Lake Oswego that's in Multnomah County.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Boulder, did you want to testify or just write this or your attendance? Okay, very good. Dwayne Osborne, please. Dwayne Osborne here. All right, Tony Crawford. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Your name for record, please.
My name is Tony Crawford. I'm a teacher and resident of Canby. I've been there 21 years. In fact, I'm geography teacher currently at Ashland Middle School. I have to say that this is really an exciting thing because what this is applied social studies. So it's right out of the classroom. It's just good stuff. You know, every 10 years we get a little concerned and excited all at the same time as we watch for the impact of the census and the results that it brings. And one of the questions that always seems to come up is what's the plan for Camby in particular? I recall not too many years ago we found Camby sitting in what was then called the old helicopter district, and we found ourselves in a relationship, you know, a forced relationship with communities that, you know, we didn't know anybody there, you know, we had no existing relationship with these particular communities. So one of the things that I think about here with our own particular community of Camby is the identity change that we've gone through in the 21 years that I've been there. You know, at one time it was safe to say that we were a small farm town. We had, you know, similar characteristics to places, you know, such as Mullawa and Silverton. But as all things, times have changed. And here in the recent years, what we've been witness to is Camby has become more of a bedroom community to Portland and becoming more and more similar all the time to places such as Oregon City and West Lynn. One of the things that I used to do back in the old days when I was a little younger is I used to be a coach and athletic director at Ackerman Middle School, and we found ourselves in those times playing against teams from Mount Angel, Woodburn, Silverton, and that was a good relationship that we had. But as we watched our enrollment at our school grow, we found ourselves in a difficult situation because we no longer were competing on an even level with those other teams. And so what we did is we created a new situation where we actually created a new league, middle school league, featuring all the schools from West Lynn, Oregon City, Lake Oswego, Gladstone, Camby, and we found ourselves right at home. This was a very good relationship for us. Now, one of the things I'm excited about here is as we look to the future is, you know, I think about, you know, we've been witness to change within Camby and we've been witness to change throughout the region. And I think about where we're going to land in the possibility of redistricting. In my geography class, we use the term region and we define a region as a number of places that have common characteristics, whether those characteristics are human characteristics or physical characteristics. And so, you know, when we look to the future after redistricting, what, you know, I as a geographer, I'd encourage the committee to consider such things as the physical and human geographic traits and characteristics that bring people together and have relationships, you know, with those particular communities. I think that if we're looking in particular, you know, Camby, Oregon City, West Lynn, all three communities have great traits and characteristics that make them very similar. One thing that we probably want to try to get away from is using arbitrary lines, you know, like county lines as boundaries for districts, rather than do that, just look for those common traits that we have among communities. I will say this for the record. Recently, my seventh grade students resolved a boundary problem we had within the Camby School District. We needed to do some redesign of the attendance area boundaries for our elementary schools. And actually, the school board actually adopted my class's proposal. So if you guys need some help, I've got some 12 and 13-year-olds who would be loving the opportunity to jump in here. So. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Representative Crumple, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, Mr. Speaker. I mean, Mr. Chair. I'm State Representative Jerry Crumple, House District 27, which includes Westland, Wilsonville, Sherwood, and stretches out to Aloha.
Thank you, Jerry.
So welcome to my district.
Good to be here. Next up will be Jose Hernandez, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Jose Hernandez, and I've lived in House District 25 for the past 42 years. My purpose for coming here this afternoon is to urge you to consider the community of interest represented by Latinos in Clackamas County. I have taken figures that were available via the Oregonian's Metro South of March 19th of this year and have divided Clackamas County into quadrants as were used by the Complete Communities project undergoing Clackamas County right now, and using the North Quadrant, which includes Gladstone, Happy Valley, Jennings Lodge, Johnson City, Milwaukee, Oregon City, Clackamas, Oak Grove, Oakfield, and Sunnyside, for which I have figures that total 5,442 Latinos in that area. No figures available in that quadrant for Carver, Holcomb Outlook, Rock Creek, and South Gate. Why those figures were not available, I'm not certain, and I have not been able to obtain those using the Internet's census information. I won't bore you with details on the others, but the East Quadrant, which is the Boren, Damascus, Mountain Corridor, Sandy, they have a total of 523 Latinos. In the South Quadrant, Aurora, Barlow, Beaver Creek, Butteville, Canby, Karis, Molino, Clarks, Colton, Fisher Mills, Molalla, Redland, Viola, there is a total of 2,581 Latinos. In the West Quadrant, where we're at, which includes Lake Oswego, River Grove, Stafford, Tualatin, West Lynn, and Wilsonville, there is a total of 2,438 Latinos. The figures that I am using are not consistent with the figures that were used the day before, providing figures for the statewide, wherein the total of Latinos in Clackamas County on March 18th was reported as 338,391 total citizens. The March 19th figures show us at 208,456, a difference of 129,835 for total. The Latinos, on the other hand, were represented in the on the Sunday Oregonian at 16,744, and on the Monday at 10,994, a difference of 5,750. I'm sure that those locations that don't show figures represent the balance. My purpose for coming is to urge that as you consider separating districts, I don't think it would be in our best interest to have any of our districts separated, or rather embracing beyond the river. I believe that the river should be a natural boundary for House District 25 and 26. I note by your figure that District 10 is going to have to lose population, or that the boundaries will have to move, and would urge that rather than moving that boundary northward, that you consider providing the balance that House District 25 needs from that area, which would be the remaining in the North Quadrant. I can appreciate Representative Schrader wanting to do something different in District 23, but the number of Latinos, which I believe represent a community of interest, should remain as much intact under one House district, one Senate district if possible. I doubt that any of us will ever... Redland, Viola, there is a total of 2,581 Latinos. In the West Quadrant, where we're at, which includes Lake Oswego, River Grove, Stafford, Tualatin, West Lynn, and Wilsonville, there is a total of 2,438 Latinos. The figures that I am using are not consistent with the figures that were used the day before, providing figures for the statewide, wherein the total of Latinos in Clackamas County on March 18th was reported as 338,391 total citizens. The March 19th figures show us at 208,456, a difference of 129,835 for total. The Latinos, on the other hand, were represented in the, on the Sunday Oregonian at 16,744, and on the Monday at 10,994, a difference of 5,750. I'm sure that those locations that don't show figures represent the balance. My purpose for coming is to urge that as you consider separating districts, I don't think it would be in our best interest to have any of our districts separated, or rather embracing beyond the river. I believe that the river should be a natural boundary for House District 25 and 26. I note by your figures that District 10 is going to have to lose population, or that the boundaries will have to move, and would urge that rather than moving that boundary northward, that you consider providing the balance that House District 25 needs from that area, which would be the remaining in the north quadrant. I can appreciate Representative Schrader wanting to do something different in District 23, but the number of Latinos, which I believe represent a community of interest, should remain as much intact under one House district, one Senate district if possible. I doubt that any of us will ever dare run for office and succeed on the basis of our numbers. But just to illustrate, in the last election in Canby, we had an unknown Latino, totally unprepared for a school board race, and ran against an incumbent. That Latino lost the school board position by 9 votes without asking for help from those of us that are involved in the community or seeking financial assistance. And I believe that as we address Latino issues, we have to leave them intact so that they can begin to acquire positions within their jurisdictions and hopefully someday be sitting where you are, representing the rest of us. Do you have any questions, sir?
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your testimony today. Next up will be Doug Healy, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I guess I don't know what a community of interest is. On some levels for Oregon City, we share joint facilities like water facilities and sewer facilities with communities such as West Loon and Gladstone. In other ways, our Oregon City School District extends north into Jennings Lodge, but south into the Beaver Creek and over into the Redland area. Oregon City's Parks and Recreation Department. Many people come and use our facilities from the Beaver Creek area and areas south of Oregon City. Oregon City is a transition area, not transition. It is extending, and we hope that extension will stop at one point. But even if we can define our urban growth boundary to be fixed over the long term, many people in the rural areas utilize Oregon City for their urban services. And so there's a broader community of interest, I think, that you need to take into account besides strictly rural and urban. Perhaps some of the issues that we deal with in terms of concerns of the growth of the urban growth boundary and so forth, and particularly the rural areas near our location, might be better served if we had people that represented both communities being represented in a given district.
Thank you. Next to testify, Charlotte Lee Mann, Mayor of Littlesville.
Oh, I didn't come intending to testify, but it's so interesting. Now, they gave me some ideas to talk about here. My name is Charlotte Lehan. I was born and raised in Wilsonville and currently the mayor. Wilsonville has some experience in terms of being split, because we're split by Interstate 5, we're split by the Willamette River. We're in two different counties and two different Senate districts and two different representative districts, legislative districts, and I don't know, three or four school districts, depending on how you count it. We used to be in two different metro districts, but but now we're only in one of those. Anyway, it has been a problem for us, I think, mostly at the county level, to be in two different counties, because we're only a city of 14,000. And certainly, as was testified before, on the school district level, it would be nice to be in one school district. I however, have failed to see the really the concern on the Senate and legislative district split, because the way I see it, we have City of Wilsonville has a Republican senator and a Democratic senator, and we have a Republican legislator and a Democratic representative, and so I feel like we're kind of cheating, because we get access, we get more access than we deserve. And so I don't see it as a problem if we're split, at least in the way that we are, although it would be fine with me if we were all in one. If we are split, it needs to be have some population. The issue that has been a problem for us with the county is that where we are split in the between Washington and Clackamas County is we have no voters in the Washington County segment. And so we essentially have no voice. And we have a significant amount of assessed value in the north end of Wilsonville that is in Washington County. And we have no say on that portion, because we have not a voter there. Well, I think we have a couple of voters, but less than three voters. It doesn't carry much weight. And so if we're split the way we are now, I don't see it that it has been a problem, because Charbonneau is a significant constituency, as is the northern part of Wilsonville. So either way is fine with me, but they need to have some population base if they are split.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Greg Ellis, please.
Oh, really? Everybody spoke?
No, that'll be more. Greg Ellis.
Oh, I think it's Alice.
Hi, my name is Greg Ellis, and I'm, I guess, a four-year resident of the Lake Oswego area now. And I'm kind of new to this whole thing. I'm still trying to figure out how the districts work and what all. I spent most of my adult life overseas, and I'm kind of coming back to the system. I did run into a couple unpleasant surprises when I came back. My son is autistic. And when we came back, we moved to Lake Oswego in the area that you mentioned, Andre, up in Mountain Park. We were in a condo. And silly me, thinking I was in Lake Oswego in Clackamas County, without having looked at a map, I applied to special services in Clackamas County and received them. And so prior to school, Kenny was getting services. Then when school time rolled around, it was discovered that we weren't eligible for services, because we were actually in Multnomah County School District. This has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about here today. It's just an example of why I'm concerned. We ended up moving, just so we could stay with the program in the rest of the Lake Oswego schools. And what I basically want to do is echo what Andre said earlier in the meeting. I think that Lake Oswego is a community that, I guess he called it a community of common interest. And I think that, I feel so much a part of the community that, it's a feeling that I haven't had everywhere. And I think that things like county lines especially shouldn't be considered when redistricting, because it just makes no sense to me. I guess I'm kind of simple, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. I can see the geographic boundaries, you know, things that actually separate people, but Lake Oswego, I think, should all be represented in one district. That's not really all I had to say. I mean, just simple things like, you know, Portland should have, you know, at least a couple districts, at least, because they've got more people and more economic power. I mean, these are simple things that, I mean, for me.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, this is sort of a recurring thing, but just so the community understand, when the good representative, good secretary of state, Ms. Keithley, drew the line for District 24, he chose to be consistent with the Baltimore County Board. And Mountain Park, which is in Lake Oswego, is both in Clackamas County and North Dakota County. So we split that neighborhood basically in half. Not only did we split a portion of the city out, we split an actual neighborhood in half. And in some cases, we have households that have a backyard in Clackamas County and a home in North Dakota County. In two cases, households are actually split counties. So sometimes the county line has
I don't really care where it came from. I don't think that's something that should be considered in redistricting. It's just an arbitrary line somewhere. Okay.
Thank you. Next, Pamela. Pamela, if you would pronounce your last name for us, we'll never forget after that.
It is Chaffee, just like a car Chaffee.
Thank you.
I'm from Tualatin, the east side of Tualatin. Tualatin is a split city, Washington County and Clackamas County. Also, so I'm on the east side, and I'm kind of representing the Fox Hills area where we live, and we've lived there for about 10 years now. And the only thing I'm going to ask is that we have the county splits the city, I-5 splits the city. Also, we have two school districts, Tiger Tualatin and also Westland Wilsonville, within these boundaries, divided by 50th and 90th Nyberg Road. All I'm going to ask is, in all these splits, at least leave the boundaries the way we are so we have the same district representative and the same Senate district person, and so that we have some continuing togetherness, that we know we can go to one place or one person in our legislature that's our representative or our Senate person and not have a split on ideas.
Thank you. Appreciate your time today. Next will be Dave Lunt.
Oh, Mike, before I sit down, point out where I'm going to be referring to is the Jennings Lodge area is in this little wedge right here, and northwest of Gladstone.
Thank you.
My name is Dave Hunt. I do live in Jennings Lodge, which is an unincorporated part of Clackamas County, just northwest of Gladstone. Very much, as you drive through that area, you really can't see any change in area. Let me start at the more micro level and go out a little bit larger. Between Jennings Lodge and Oregon City, I think it's very significant that we are in completely the same school district. I serve on the school board. Our superintendent is here and may be addressing other issues related to the ties, but especially between Jennings Lodge and Oregon City. Please do not divide those, because those are very significantly tied together. Even though if you look at a map, Jennings Lodge appears to be an island, not contiguous with Oregon City. We are in the same school district. Adding Gladstone into that mix, because of the layout of the school district, we have many families in our district who have elementary school children in Oregon City schools and have elementary children in Oregon City schools and middle school and high school children in Gladstone schools. So those districts have a very good working relationship. It's not served to be a problem. It's just a nature of geography and where the school buildings happen to be. But dividing up Gladstone and Oregon City into separate districts, I think, would be a real tragedy. Looking at a larger level as you go north from there and include the Oak Grove area, which is just north, also unincorporated, just north of Jennings Lodge, and then into Milwaukee, I think as I look at those areas, there are at least six factors that really tie those areas together as a common community of interest. One is the working relationship between the school districts, where we've got districts that work very cooperatively together on a proactive basis. We have some joint programs. We share a common skill center at the Saban Skills Center, which we appreciate the state continued state funding for. I thought a real good recent good example of the unity was, many of you have probably read about the Riverdale district that tried to relocate within the Oregon City district. In many cases, that would have been seen, I think, as the Oregon City School District's problem, but it was a real good example of Gladstone, North Clackamas, and Oregon City School Districts all coming together, all saying, we're not going to agree to push it off on our neighbor, even though there's no impact on us. And I think that really demonstrates the unity there in schools. Second, I think there's a real community of interest in terms of media. Not only are we a common area served by the Metro South section of the Oregonian, but the weekly newspapers in our area, the Clackamas Review and the Oregon City News, although they have different titles, are actually the exact same paper, the Oregon City News and the Clackamas Review. So we are very much dependent on the same news, sports, and community information. Third, from an economic standpoint, the standard of living of this area, I think, is also very similar. We are very much a middle-class area throughout that whole area from Milwaukee through Oregon City, and home prices are very similar, and it's very much a common standard of living. Four, transportation. The transportation corridors to that area are also very similar. 99E, McLaughlin, is very much a common transportation corridor, as well as 205, and that kind of frames that area as common transportation corridors. Fifth, from a civic perspective, there are lots of examples of this. One I can tell you about being a member of Rotary is we actually have a common Rotary Foundation for all of North Clackamas County. The Milwaukee, Clackamas, Oak Grove, Gladstone, and Oregon City clubs have a common Rotary Foundation, which I think is very much a unique aspect that really demonstrates that we are, although a large area, we are a common community of interest. And sixth and finally, from a geographic standpoint, the river on your maps, the river is not a very pronounced geographic factor. But if you look at a map that shows the river in greater detail, that very much is a mental, emotional, and physical boundary that really ties our area together. And keeping us as a common community of interest on the east side of the river, I think, would be something that would be very important. In general, I think the districts we have now, although they probably could use some tinkering, are actually, at least for our part of Clackamas County, are actually very good. And so I would urge you to first do no harm and perhaps do some tinkering where you need to and refer to the good doctor. He can tell you more about doing no harm, but we appreciate especially you taking the time to come to Clackamas County and carry us today.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Appreciate your time. Next up will be Garnet Rothrock, please.
Comment, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Trey.
Just for the record, I'd like to point out with regard to the Riverdale issue, it was a multiplicity of efforts, and actually that whole initiative came to the fore by constituents outside of Oregon City proper, also to our attention by people in Redland and the Beaver Creek area that share some interest in school board, in common school board. So I just make sure the record is clear there were others involved in that particular issue.
Thank you, Representative Schroeder. And Mr.
Rothrock, please. Good afternoon. My name is Barry Rothrock, Superintendent at Oregon City School District. Hello?
That's not me. Sorry,
Barry. As I listen to the testimony, this is a complex issue, and I appreciate your job. I think probably the most important recommendation I have is that you take Tony's offer of the seventh grade class, maybe. I think David summed up our position quite well and did an excellent job of describing some of those partnerships. I think the school partnerships, particularly between North Clackamas, Oregon City, and Gladstone, are dramatic, and it would really help to maintain that continuity. And so I would support everything that David said and add that it's more than just collaborative agreement between school districts. We actually have programs that we share, and so that is an important issue.
Thank you very much.
That completes our sign-up list, and Alice asked if she could speak to me. And Alice, if I can have you hold on for just a moment. She wanted to wait until everybody else had a chance to speak. And so if there's anyone else who would like to speak for the first time, feel free to do that. Come give your name for the record. Thank you.
My name is John Williams. I'm the mayor of Oregon City.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Newman didn't identify himself. He's also a member of the Board of Commissioners of Oregon City. And to try to identify a community is very difficult, but I would like just to get a little historical perspective. Oregon City has been a partner with Westland for 75, 80 years in their water board. We're called the Tri-Cities Sewer District. That's Gladstone, Westland, and Oregon City. Most of our school rivalries are Westland, Oregon City, Gladstone. And yet, I live in South Oregon City called South End, and I'm probably closer to Representative Schrader's Fred Meyer store than I am my own, one in Oregon City. So it's hard to tell. If I was smart, I'd really drive that direction, but instead I go 15 minutes to get to the other Fred Meyer because it's ours, you know, in Oregon City. It makes sense when you talk about the issues that Doug might have raised if he'd gone further with his analogy there, that growth is maybe our biggest problem. And we have more commonalities with Molalla and Canby and that area away from us than we do now. Westland is built out, Gladstone's built out. So if the big issues are growth and urban growth boundaries and those problems, SDCs, then maybe we should be more, have more in common with those folks right now. But historically, I believe that if you look at the record, you find our common interests are in this core around the joining of the two great rivers, the Clackamas and the Willamette. We function together, we look at each other every day across the river and back and forth, and I think that really is the most common of all the interests of our area. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
I'm Bob Stewart. I'm superintendent of Gladstone School District. And basically, I want to echo Oregon City's comments. The partnerships that we have between the three districts of North Clackamas, Gladstone, and Oregon City are very profound. We're currently working on some new initiatives together. And having the common representation keeps us united in working in those endeavors. So I would encourage the panel to continue to the boundary as it now exists. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Yes.
I'm Mick Dorrance. I'm a school board member at Gladstone School District. And again, most of the comments have already been made about keeping our district whole. And I would agree with comments from the folks from Oregon City. As Bob Stewart just said, we're working on a common calendar, common starting time. We have students that come to our school and transfer to Oregon City, students from Oregon City that transfer to Gladstone. We have kids go to Oren, Saban, school, and I'd like to see our district kept whole just to help us continue to work together and to provide those opportunities for our kids.
Thank you. Anyone else to testify? All right, well, thank you very much. And Alice wanted to speak one more time after everyone else had their chance to do so. So, Alice, if you'll come back, we'll let you do that. We've got a few minutes before we have to get on the bus and take a show on the road.
Thank you, I feel. Thank you. But when I spoke a bit earlier, I wasn't quite sure even what was how I had to get oriented, but I think I was more or less on the target. And when I'm listening to a lot of some of these people talking about splits, this and that, I'm surprised, I'm not going to say shocked, but I'm surprised that even such a thing, even the reps, when we vote them, they didn't reach this kind of situation, whatever it's needed to be, bring us forth. Within from Salem, or within to the vote, or whatever. And of course, and at the same token, density is getting increased rapidly, okay, which I said there also. Now also, I took the time when everybody was talking about speaking there to study the geography of today's concern on this map given to us at this meeting. What a concern rises has to the graphics of this district boundary. Take, for instance, I mean, to make it a beneficiary to any of us, why in the world District 27, I'm looking at it Sherwood, all of a sudden there is an arm that goes all the way north into Beaverton. Then you have over there Tualatin and Wilsonville with a narrow corridor. I mean, it's really long before even today's what I'm hearing this meeting is about. It seems to me that, and I don't know who is responsible or who would be the jurisdiction to do this kind of thing, that maybe we should also hear that for the future so that us know and bring it there too. But it is, now I understand why Kramer doesn't have such a hard time to represent us all from A to Z all the way down there. And definitely there is a ramifications in here and a lot of duties for you people to really see that where there is need to be split. I'm talking about not split as Multnomah to into Clackamas in Washington. I think that should not ever happen. And I'm thinking also that has, it isn't so much that is, I mean, how people have grown up and you get attached and that next. I think at the same time, at the time now, whether it's from the planning, from this, from that, it should be taken under consideration that such a thing has an isthmus going into Beaverton. Has, I'm talking even geography, because that determines districts and quarters. And like this person says, it doesn't miss us when you have censuses to even recognize this, that, and that. And a lot of people, they don't realize if they're in the Clackamas, in the Wilsonville, in this, well, I'm close to Beaverton, I belong to there over there. They don't even bother. I mean, we can't assume that everybody is just like us in this room. They would take a stand to make it a concern. We are only 1% of it. Maybe we can talk from our neighbors because with this and that. I'm very involved with the city's doings. And let me tell you, I watch them very closely. Mayor William can tell you that. But it's still, there's a lot of things even I am ignorant about this kind of thing. This is my first time ever even know this thing. And yet, I'm sure 98% out there doesn't even realize that such a thing even is in the menu of health. I won't say, and what I think it should come out also that it's not only per se politically issued, but citizenry issued. You see what I'm saying? And I think that has a lot of impact when you pay property taxes. Because if a portion of, say, even Sherwood or Wilsonville, and it's in Washington and in Clackamas, it affects your taxes. It does. And that particular person, I mean, if a neighbor pays, Washington tax is very minimum, Clackamas tax is much more. There was more language in here. But it would be, I'm telling you, I'd be all right, my personally. You see what I'm saying? So it isn't really, as per se, maybe, well, as per population count. But it is also the geographic graphic that needs to be counted. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony.
Mr. Chair,
thank
you. I would point out I have often, and with no disrespect intended, I have often referred to part of Aloha in my district as the scorpion's tail, because it's sort of what it looks like out in that area. And I've had the same question when I've been campaigning and in other activities as representative for that area as to why it is that the representative is from why we're connected. So I would other than the fact that I used to live in Aloha, I would say that there's not really a commonality between the two.
Thank you. Okay, well, we'd like to thank you for your testimony today. We do appreciate your time, and this is all part of the building that goes into this process, and we'd just like to thank West Wind for the hospitality. It's we get so many cities so often, it would be easy to say, thank you, Gretchen, for such a great day. But we realize it's West Wind, I think.
Yeah, Gretchen was this morning, Mr.
Was that this morning? All right, with nothing further from the committee.